You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth, the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, September 29th, 2018. We're an hour two of the broadcast, taking your phone calls this hour, 1-800-313-9443. You know, I've got the story right here in front of me. I've said this 1,000 times on this broadcast. But there wasn't 11 million illegal aliens in the country. It had to be 33 million because all they do is lie, and it's always triple what they say. Ivy League study, illegal population is 33 million, triple the estimated, the earlier estimates, and this was done by none other than Yale University. We're going to go to the phones. We got Art off the grid, Tony in Chicago, Frank in North Carolina coming up. Art, thanks for holding. What's on your mind, sir?
Oh, well, I thought originally I was going to talk about the Kavanaugh hearing, which was a sham and a travesty. But, you know, there's some other things that have come up, and so let's talk about the Second Amendment for a moment. I read that article you were talking about earlier about the Civil War, you know, coming, you know, whatever alert, and all the what was going on Twitter, talking about, you know, where they're openly calling for hunting down and tracking down and killing senators, and this, it's just absolutely insane. So I'm looking on the internet this morning, and lo and behold, what do I find? A Parkland, Florida survivor by the name of Cameron Casey sets his sights on new political course, and in this article, during an interview, he said, during whatever march that was, March for Our Lives or whatever it was in Texas, he met a bunch of families in Texas that have semi-automatics to protect their families, but he would want to instantly ban them, which tells me he wants people to be defenseless. Well, lo and behold, not even 5 minutes after reading that article, I find another one about a video of three men walking up, shooting a man and grabbing his little three-year-old child. Now, this is the perfect reason why we need to keep our dang guns, folks. We kid this insanity has got to stop.
Oh, absolutely. And that article, that PJ Media article where they were calling for assassinations, you know, in any kind of normal world, Art, that's investigated. That's communicating threats. That's unacceptable. You couldn't do it and get by with it. I couldn't do it and get by with it. But if you're a leftist, cultural Marxist, you can do it.
Oh, yeah. I watched that video last night, that French rapper. Of course, now you got to read the subtitles because it's all in French. But, yeah, he's talking about going in and, you know, going into these clinics or whatever and killing white babies and hanging the parents. And, you know, the whole video starts out, you know, they snatch some white dude walking down the street, shove him in a trunk, drive to some parking garage somewhere. And then, you know, he's like, you got, it's so many feet from here to that exit. You got 2 seconds to get there. And he's stuffing this gun in the white dude's face. It's like, what the hell is going on here?
And, you know, this is it's the justification of it. It's the normalization of it. Unfortunately, I think it has a real lasting effect on the black community when they see these type things. I think it incites anger, and I think that's exactly what they want it to do. They want it to create more of a divide, you know, where we can't get along, and it seems to be working perfectly. Because I'm telling you, Art, I watched the news out of Charlotte, and it's just unbelievable. Charlotte news is the biggest city that I see news out of, and it is literal mayhem and chaos.
Oh, it absolutely is. I mean, so we've got this Cameron Kasich talking about the guns that these people would have, he would ban them. We've got videos showing three black guys walking up to another guy. I couldn't tell what color the other guy was, shooting him, trying to take his three-year-old daughter. We got a video of a black rapper over in France talking about killing white babies and hanging the parents. We've got a Twitter storm going on talking about being militant and killing white, you know, tracking down and killing senators and all this crap. We've got this Facebook. Oh, this is another one. I saw this last night. Facebook. Somebody, I don't do Facebook, but somebody sent me, it was on InfoWars, somebody sent me the link, and it's like somebody reported, one of the groups was talking about hunt Trump down, kill Trump, do this to Trump, do that to Trump, and they reported it, and what did they get back? They get a response from Yahoo saying, or from Facebook saying, this doesn't violate our terms. Are you freaking sick? Aaron? I tell you what, I am about to lose my flipping mind.
And Art, while all that's going on, you've got Dick Durbin questioning Brett Kavanaugh about flagellants he wrote down on his calendar 36 years ago.
Yeah, at the age of 16 to 17, are you serious? You know, here's the thing with Kavanaugh. They're making all this big stink. They turned a confirmation hearing into a trial without a jury, without a judge. It's just a mockery of the system. I mean, turning the whole system completely on its head, allowing this to happen, setting, as Blumenthal said, setting a whole new precedent. That's what he said the other day during the confirmation hearing when they were questioning Ms. Ford. He said, this is unprecedented. And several of them said, you know, and he's talking about, this is not a trial. What the hell do you call it? I mean, we got all that going on, and, you know, it's just like, with the, you know, and you compare that to what Dick Durbin was saying, and it's like, are you serious? What happened to Bill Clinton when he was in college? I smoked, but I didn't inhale. Seriously? Nobody seemed to have a problem with that, but you got to question something a 17-year-old wrote on his calendar? Aaron?
It's maddening.
Do you remember the Superman comic books?
Yes.
They had the alternate, which was Bizarro?
Yeah, Bizarro Land or whatever. World.
Yes. Yeah, we just. I'm waiting for Mr. Mixoplex to show up.
Excellent call, Lord. I appreciate it. Excellent call. I appreciate it. Anything else you'd like to add?
Just, folks, if you got guns, keep them. Because I'm telling you, you're going to need them. Anyway, Brian, have a great one, man. I'm out of here.
Hey, thank you so much. And if you don't have some, get some. Tony in Chicago, Frank in North Carolina, Michael in New York coming up. Tony, how you doing? What's on your mind?
Yeah, Farron, I got a real mouthful. Let me blurt it out, and I'll get it out there quick. No, I've paid no attention to this Supreme Court thing. This week I've had other things on my mind. Number one is this $853 billion spending bill. Okay, that this traitor in the White House is going to sign, and it has no money in it for the wall. We're not getting a wall. It's never going to happen. He will not stand up to this communist anti-white freak that's running the House, who, by the way, is he's a lame duck, and this weirdo from Louisville, Kentucky. So you can just kiss that goodbye. Then it's never going to happen, okay? But anyway, I want to just get what's been swirling around this area here the last 2 weeks, and I'll just get it out here, is that you have this, you have one of the few decent Catholic priests, okay? He took over this pro-homosexual, pedophile, anti-white, communist, Catholic church that they used to fly this faggot flag right there. Okay, the priest died of AIDS at the age 50. It was way back in 91. Okay, he took it over. Okay, all this time that flag was just sitting around there. Okay, and you know what's been going on with this Catholic church. It's all these pedophiles and queers are, you know, popping out, molesting children, and they're paying out hundreds of millions of dollars, okay, so none of these criminals get thrown in jail, which they should be getting thrown in jail. Anyway, he took it over. He decided he was going to torch this thing. He did torch it, okay, not outside, but in the back courtyard. Okay, there's been an uproar in this community against this man, and he is one of the few decent Catholic priests in this country. I mean, I'm sorry. The truth is the truth. You could probably count them on your hands and your toes. Okay, The bottom line is then all of a sudden there's this article, 175 religious leaders in the area, okay, Protestants, they're having a heart attack over this. Couple rabbis sent a letter to the cardinal, who, by the way, said that, you know, these criminals in the Catholic Church that are molesting children and they're paying them off millions and millions of dollars so they don't go to jail, that that's not really a big problem. But the biggest problem are these so-called fake refugees and global warming hoax. Okay, that's the big problem. That's what the cardinal here said. Okay, but so they sent him a letter. They're crying. You have to condemn this guy. This guy is in hiding right now. Okay, he is in hiding. Okay. The queer cabal that runs the Catholic Church, they were literally going to accost this guy. They were going to take him into custody, and they want to send him to counseling, pastoral counseling. That's kidnapping. I don't even know how they could grab this guy. He had to hightail out of that place last Saturday because they were going to literally take him into custody. I don't know how that could happen. That's kidnapping. The Catholic priesthood, okay, the group of homos that were going to grab him, they're not the cops. Okay, there's this rumor. I'm almost done. There's this rumor that this controversial congressional candidate, okay, that's been maligned in the Hill, the Politico, okay, all the local papers for months and months and months by these local Illinois state Republican Party state officials. He's been totally maligned, okay. There's this rumor that he's going to be showing up, okay, at this event, this Republican event in a few hours, okay, with a couple of pro-white rabble-rousers. And they're going to have these signs. It's just a rumor. Okay, I'm going to go, when I hang up, I'm going to go take a shower and go run over there. They're going to be showing up with these signs that say, LGBTQIA agenda is satanic plus against God, with a faggot flag with an X over it. And that's just a rumor. Apostate, pro-LGBTQIA pastors slash priests, get out of our churches now, and we support Father Kelchuk. Various other signs. There's just a rumor that these people are going to show up at this event, and you're going to have the top of the ticket of the Republican Party in the state showing up at this thing. And I'll let you know how it goes. I'm going to go there and take videotape of them.
Well, absolutely. Let me know how it goes. I have read some of that story. I should have actually already done that story, but I think I saw this on Drudge, but I'm not sure. It might have been RT, but somebody was covering it.
On Drudge.
Contrast the fact that you can't burn a fag flag. You can't burn a fag flag without, you know, complete condemnation by all concerned. And, you know, all these organized Christian organizations will come out and condemn him. But you can topple Silent Sam, you know, and that's fine. You can have a permit to protest at Charlottesville, and Antifa will come and throw feces on you and beat you up, but you go to jail. But a Catholic priest can't burn a homosexual flag without having to go into hiding. I mean, if we're not living in the movie Idiocracy with a splash of 1984 and They Live, I don't know what's happening. And what is it going to take for the American people to rise up and have a backbone? Because if they don't, if we continue down this march toward cultural Marxism, we are all going to be hopelessly enslaved. You're not going to be able to stand up against anything that is immoral. I mean, they want us to have a total, complete absence of any morality. That is the ultimate goal. And from looking around here at people and television and everything else, they're winning hands down. Do report back to me, and thanks for that phone call.
One last thing before you hang up. No, there's also the rumor that these pro-white activists, one of them ran up to Faggot Town, and they bought a couple big faggot flags, and they're going to be standing on the faggot flags. The candidate and one of the activists can be standing on the faggot flags with these signs, and they're just dying to torch one of these disgusting homo flags. They're dying to torch it, but they ain't going to probably do it because they don't want to get busted for bogus arson charges, which would probably happen. So that's probably just about 100% out of the question. So anyway, I'm running over there with a video camera to check these guys out, so I'll let you know what happens next week, okay?
Hey, thank you so much, Tony.
Take it easy.
We got Frank in North Carolina, then Michael in New York, Jerry in Chicago coming up. Frank, how you doing? Thanks for holding.
Yeah, Aaron, you're really on fire today. That's probably the most animated radio I've heard all week.
Thank you. Coming from you, that's a huge compliment coming from you.
That's all right. Talk radio, I tell you, I'm just really disappointed with it. I think this week was probably one of the weakest weeks for, you know, alternative media I've heard in a long time. It could just be me. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I'm a pessimist. I believe that we lost this whole thing a long time ago. I don't think anything's going to change my mind on that. I'd love to be proven wrong. I wouldn't get too upset about this Kavanaugh thing. The way I look at it, Kavanaugh wouldn't be a nominee for the Supreme Court unless he was a dirtbag, low-life traitor, okay? That's at the level I'm at. You know, I feel like I'm like 20 years beyond most of the people that I hear on the radio, so-called conservatives and, patriots and whatnot. Yeah, are there some people that we'd probably be better off having in there than others? Trump rather than Hillary Clinton, yeah. But, you know, Trump really is a traitor. You know, I'll be honest with you, it's just starting to wear on me hearing all these people on our side defending Trump. It really is. It's just, I don't give a crap about Trump. And Trump can drop dead for all I care. You know, he can't do anything. It's not his fault. Whatever. You know what? Whatever. I just don't buy it, man. You know, I just don't buy it. He's not going to do anything for us. He's an Israeli firster. He doesn't care about the American people. I really don't. I wanted to believe. The reason that I voted for Trump in the very first place is I heard all these people out there criticizing him, and none of them could convince me. And you can go back and listen to my calls to RBN and whatnot from a year, probably even 2 years ago. None of his critics and detractors were willing to, or not willing, excuse me, none of them were able to convince me that he hated America and hated the American. I didn't know. I knew he might. He might be one of them, one of them. But I just couldn't be convinced of it. And I knew everybody else running hated this country, would do anything they could to put a guy like me under the prison or kill me. I knew all the others were. I just wasn't sure about Trump. That's why I supported Trump and voted for him. And now, I'm still wondering the same thing. You know, so he's had long enough to prove to me that he's on our side, and he hasn't done it. So I just wouldn't get all too out of whack and upset. I mean, I find myself getting upset just because of the double standard and the hypocrisy of the treatment of Kavanaugh and whatnot. But him as a person and whatever, I mean, come on, look. Anybody that's looked into his background, his family's background, his wife's background, I mean, these people, they're part of the swamp. You know, I mean, Kavanaugh is a swamp rat. His wife is a swamp rat. You know, Trump talks about the swamp and everything. What else? I don't know, man. I just, like you say, Stockholm Syndrome. Everybody needs to look that up. Everybody kind of knows what it is. I know what it is. But every now and then I like to refresh my memory and go and look up the definition. Maybe you could, maybe not today, but maybe next time, every now and then on your show, you could just look up the definition and just read it out to people. And it's really interesting to read it out, even though we know what it is, because that's what the white people in our country have. That's what the patriots have. They think they're awake. They think they're this and that. I just hear a bunch of sissy punks behind microphones. That's really what I hear. As far as, as far as the Nazis go, I've got some new DVDs that I ordered recently, and I've watched some of them. And these are not like made by like amateurs. These are like made by like known historians, British historians and whatnot. And they're very well done. Some of the highly produced, things I've seen, documentaries on World War II. And they focus on certain units, certain like German paratroop units and stuff, and the Waffen-SS and stuff like that. And, you know, everything we're told about, these were evil people. They didn't play fairly, et cetera, et cetera. These people played more fairly than anybody in the history of human warfare. I mean, these guys had integrity. They were fighting for their lives on their own homeland. They were fighting for the against annihilation of the German people, and they knew it. They knew that the world, or at least a goodly part of the world, was at war, trying to destroy them and erase them from the history books. And these British historians, I mean, these are very educated PhD guys. And then these are, I think, they're British produced and everything. And they're telling you, look, we're not going to sugarcoat this. The German soldier was one of the most highly trained, just admirable warriors that the world has ever seen. And all the stuff that is projected, if you could just hold me one moment to finish that part up.
All right, we'll wrap it up on the other side. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with me.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
You know I'm a dreamer. We're back on the Alternative Media, Baron in the studio, taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to join in. We're going back to Frank. Then we got Michael and Jerry coming up. Go ahead, Frank, finish your thoughts.
To the victor goes the spoils. His story, you know, the victor, the guy that wins is not always necessarily the best man. We know that as portrayed in that Jewish guy song. What the hell is the name of that song? The good guys lost. Everybody knows the dice are loaded. Everybody knows the good guys lost. That's true. The good guys usually do lose because the good guys have honor, integrity. They fight by the rules, and you know the enemy doesn't have to do that. Plus, they're highly deceptive, etc. But you know the atrocities that we always hear attributed to the Nazis. It was actually the Allied side that was doing all the atrocities, killing people that had, you know, surrendered
that type of thing. There were some atrocities on all sides, of course, like in all wars. But to go back and watch the history of it as documented today, you'd think it was all the Germans, the evil Nazis. And they were probably some of the most fair people in the world. You go back and look at all the documentary films of pilots that were captured by the Germans. You don't ever hear anything about any mistreatment. You know?
One thing I'd like to throw in, something that's never talked about, and I can't find a documentary film on it, but it's a fact. There was, I think it was 45,000 American POWs that was allowed to end up in camps under Stalin, and they all died in work camps. I mean, that's the United States government for you. That's the United States government for you.
Well, that's because the United States government isn't the United States government. It's the United States government is and was at that time. It was run by Jews for Jews. And that's what people like Alex Jones, that's the trick they use. It's this red herring. Oh, well, it's not just Israel. It's also, the UK or London, or it's also, the U.S. government. Yeah, but, I mean, that leaves out the obvious, reality that Jews run the United States government. Jews have been running England, the UK, for hundreds of years out of London. It's Jews that run everything. It's not our military. It's not our government.
And then Frank Morgenthau was put in charge of the rebuilding plan. I mean, how do you think that worked out for the Germans? I mean, you could go on and on. The greatest story never told. I'm rewatching it now, and I urge everyone watch it or rewatch it. It is one heck of a documentary.
I've got to get some of these documentaries that I have to you, man. And again, these guys call it like it is. I mean, they'll tell you the truth about both sides, even-handedly.
I'd love to see them. I'd love to see them. Thank you so much, Frank. All Thank right. you so much. Let's go to Michael in New York. Then we got Jerry in Chicago coming up. Michael, how you doing? Break will probably get you. I'll hold you over. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Farron. Well, I was going to fire off some bullets for you on the topics you're covering. But again, but Nazi Germany wasn't controlled by the Zionists. Oh, of course not. And that's why Hitler was such a smart guy. He never stepped into the traps that caused World War II, which would then permit the United Nations to form immediately after the war, which would then permit the State of Israel to be formed in 1948. That's just pure coincidence. And we're all just dumb idiots.
What do you think about like Hitler's Transfer Act, where he allowed all of the Jews to take their wealth and go to Palestine? I mean, he just wanted to remove an alien group from Germany. Do you believe that's true?
Sure. Oh yeah. In fact, the Zionists were all behind that. Again, is that coincidence? They wanted the Jews to go straight to Palestine. Even FDR, Rosenfeld here, he wouldn't let him here. That's why a lot of the Jews hate their own tribesmen, FDR, because
I believe
he wouldn't
FDR
let
like turned
here.
Away. Didn't he like turn away a big boatload of
sure.
Jews? Yeah, okay.
Sure.
I know what you're talking about.
Because they wanted him going one place only, Palestine, so that the Zionists could then start to populate that area and take it over. And they already had the modern state of Israel already in the plan books. They just needed to reform the League of Nations, so they need a World War II, and after that, it was now called the United Nations.
It all goes back to the Balfour Treaty. This thing was it was put in place at the end of World War I to ultimately give the Jews Palestine, but I don't know. I think
yes, sir,
probably... Fair. Probably me and you have some differences of opinions on Nazi Germany, but that's fine. That's fine. Continue with your thoughts.
Well, I was just, as far as the German people, yeah, all in all, good people like all of us. I mean, it's the Nazis that were the problem. I mean, how about Ted Brower? His mom was in Germany at the time, a German. He's German. He knows firsthand, but we can't believe what he tells us about the Nazis, even though he's got first-hand experience. No, we got to go by some foreigners with what they want to spin it. And so there's definitely positives to both sides. There was good things about the Nazis in certain respects, but all in all, they were no good. And again, hold on,
we'll talk about it on the other side of the break. We got some music to hang on. And Jerry in Chicago, you stay there. We'll get to you back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just telling you, tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back on Alternative Media. Farron in the studio taking your phone calls, 1-800-313-9443. I'm talking to Michael from New York. Hey, Michael, I got a question for you. And we know what happened after World War One. I feel like, you know, the reason Hitler come to power was because of the unfair economic yoke of World War One, the social depravity that was being pushed in Germany by the Jews, and he created 6 million jobs. He revived the economy. He liberated Austria because they were German people. That was actually called the War of Flowers because they threw the flowers at the German army. He went into Poland because they were genociding the German-speaking people there. I mean, let me ask you this question. What should the German people have done, or what should Hitler have done so much differently? I mean, I know it led to the end of the war, but that was really because the United States, Great Britain, and Russia conspired to, I mean, it practically took the whole militarized world to destroy a country the size of Texas under the head of Germany. What do you think the German people should have done?
Okay, Farron, like I've always said in the past when we've discussed this, okay, let's say it's true the Polish were causing problems to the German people and Hitler felt that he had to save them. Let's say that's true. I don't know if that's really true. That could be another ploy on their part to attack Poland and take over. You know, their Lebensraum was the philosophy that Hitler got from Haushofer, who was into expanding German borders. And so that fits right into their plans, of course. But bottom line for sure is when France came in, okay, and there was a skirmish, Germany, when they repelled them, they should have said, okay, now, that's it. You know, we don't want to fight you. We repelled you from our borders. We don't want any wars. We just want the old land back. Okay, fine. They would have had it, too, just like they got Czechoslovakia. They would have had it all. But no, Hitler, the sucker that he was, or the dupe, were playing his part, went into France all the way and got World War II going. He didn't have to do that. He could have been smart and said, that's it, and then stay home and build up their infrastructure like the German people were doing with their great engineering and industrial capacity. And then there wouldn't have been a World War II.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't Great Britain declare war on Germany because Hitler went into Poland, because they had an alliance? Which I don't see why it would, but from my reading of history, that's what caused really this thing to escalate. And from all the history that I can study, Germany didn't attack a civilian population in Great Britain till for 90 days of bombing of German civilian populations. I mean, he tried to exercise some restraint, and it looks like he attempted every way he could not to have a war with Great Britain. He didn't want to have a war with Great Britain. Am I wrong?
Yes, but that's not how the war started. The war started with France because of their treaties. France had a treaty with Poland too. So France took the first initiative to attack Germany after the Nazis went into Poland. And so when they got repelled by Germany with no problem at all, then Hitler should have said, that's it. We don't want any wars. We just want the old land back prior to World War I. That's all we want. Leave us alone. We'll leave you alone. He didn't do that.
Let me interject this. The Jews had already declared, international Jewry had already declared an international boycott against Germany. It didn't, in my opinion, it didn't matter what Hitler done. These other countries with their large Jewish populations in control of power in these other countries like America, it didn't matter what he done, they were not going to be happy until they destroyed Germany a second time because of Hitler's nationalistic views and his stark opposition to Zionism. After you answer that, you can talk about whatever you want to about earlier in the broadcast or whatever.
Okay, thanks, Farron. Well, again, economic warfare is one thing. Let the Jews declare war. Let the Jews go invade Germany. Let them put on uniforms, grab some guns, and go get them. They wouldn't do that, them wussies. It was economic warfare. That's all they were launching, and that wouldn't have done nothing against Germany if World War II didn't erupt. And it would never have erupted if Hitler didn't go into France. It would have never happened because Britain wasn't attacking them. They made declared war, but there was no skirmishes with Britain. And if they didn't go into France, if Germany didn't go into France, then Britain wasn't going to attack Germany. There would have been no real reason to, and World War II could have been easily avoided. But Hitler fell right into it either because he was a dupe, stupid, or playing his part. And again, he escaped to South America with a bunch of his people, and nobody went after them. Nobody. What does that tell us?
I think he was playing his part. I do think he went to South America, too. Okay, what about the other parts of the show? Anything you'd like to talk about that we talked about earlier?
Yes, and
it's okay to debate. It's fine to disagree. It don't offend me at all. In fact, I enjoy it. So I just want you to know that.
Well, I appreciate that, Farron, and I think it's definitely a topic that has to be covered constantly, too, as reminders. And, besides Ted Brower, I knew a woman that escaped from East Germany. I met her back in the early 90s. Beautiful blonde, blue-eyed blonde. And got to know her pretty good and amazed to find out that she escaped from East Germany before the wall came down. and what it took to escape, especially from a female. This girl was tough, and she was very smart, but tough, unbelievable, to be able to escape from East Germany all by herself. And so got to know her pretty good, and then at one point when she wanted me to go to Europe with her and stay in Europe with her, and I said, well, I can't really do that, but I'm curious, why aren't you with a good German guy? And she said, German guys? Cold. No.
Well, let me ask, that's a quote,
okay?
What's your opinion on the Holocaust? I mean, did 6 million die? And if, I mean, what's your opinion?
It's all BS, sir. For example, you know how they released after the war the films of all the, the victims in the concentration camps and they're all emaciated and all that, right? So like I've always said in the past, well, who was filming that? Are the Nazis going to film that and put preserve them in the cans for future reference? No.
Well, I agree totally about that. I agree with you. Well, then why the constant vilification, the endless vilification of Hitler just because he stood up to Zionism and the Jews? That's why we get this Holocaust rammed down our throat constantly?
Yeah, they keep ramming it down so they can keep hyping their anti-Semitism everywhere they go. Anytime somebody comes up against them saying, hey, we don't tolerate that crap. Oh, you're anti-Semitic. Remember the Holocaust. Hey, you know, down in Yorktown here in New York a while back in the 90s, there was swastika people painting that on doors and trees and stuff in neighborhoods and stuff, and the Jews were whining, of course. So then the cops, finally investigating, found out, well, it's Jews doing it. This is how they operate.
Oh, time and time again.
Take over an area.
Time and time again. I mean, I had that just over and over. Well, the Michael Kadar, the serial JCC bomber from Israel, which gets no airplay. Well, let me do this. I'm getting a couple of callers stacked up. Anything else? I'll give you the last word. Take your time. Anything else you'd like to add?
Yes, Farron. The problem with our country is the Americans have tolerated what's intolerable for way too long, and that's why we're in a deep mess. And that's all it comes down to. The Americans are drugged, alcoholed up, medicated up. They are so disconnected with reality, generally speaking. There's some sharp out there, thank God. The general populace, definitely no future. And our country definitely ain't, the whole world's going down, but it's there's something bigger at play than man himself on this table, something way bigger. And sometime down the road again, we can get into that, and it's beyond common conversation out there. But I just want to remind everybody with the Rothschilds, when Hitler, the Nazis kidnapped the Rothschild. Because I used to say, why didn't they get any Rothschilds? Why didn't they burn down their castles and blow them up and all that? They never did. And so somebody published, well, that's all BS. They did get a Rothschild. But what happened? They held them for ransom and they let them go. What? I'd hang the bastard and let the rest of them know, we're coming after you next. And here's the reason why. Because of this kind of crap.
Of anti-Semitism, because at this point in time, Europe has not yet learned how to be multicultural. And I think we're going to be part of the throes of that transformation, which must take place. Europe is not going to be the monolithic societies that they once were in the last century. Jews are going to be at the center of that. It's a huge transformation for Europe to make. They are now going into a multicultural mode, and Jews will be resented because of our leading role. But without that leading role and without that transformation, Europe will not have.
So there you have it. The Nazis, they didn't go after the right guys. You hang them bastards. You get rid of them. Europe wouldn't be in the mess they're in right now.
Well, that's the truth. And that's Barbara Lerner Specter. And what a mouthful she said. And every bit of that is coming to pass. I mean, you can just look at what's happening in the European nations. I mean, it is self-destructive demographic destruction. And it is so sad. Okay, I've got to move on. I'm getting a stack of phone calls. Thank you so much, Michael. And I appreciated the commentary and the debate. Jerry in Chicago, Joel in Indiana coming up. Jerry, thank you for holding. What's on your mind, sir?
Thought it was real good for Michael. It was a good history lesson. Thank you much, Mike.
you, Jerry.
Oh, I'm sorry, Farron. I didn't hear the beep. Thanks for taking my call. Great story from Michael Anthony. It's he really covered a lot of history right there in that brief time. I was going to tell you, I watched The Greatest Story Never Told from start to finish every Christmas Eve.
Wow.
And I encourage other people to watch it, especially on that evening. It has a special effect. But anyway, I was going to say, I dated a girl from West Cologne. And prior to the wall coming down in 89, I dated her until about 91, 92. She spent a couple months here and then back there for a couple months. And her mother was in the Hitler Youth Corps. She was, it wasn't called the Hitler Youth Corps for the women. But Hitler made sure that these women were self-sufficient, knew how to grow, knew how to take care of the animals, make your own food, fix your own plumbing, do your own electrical, defend yourself. And her mother never, ever had a bad thing to say about Adolf Hitler, but she couldn't say that out loud, especially after Germany lost World War II. The other thing I want to comment on is your second caller made a comment about the $823 billion bill being passed, and they'll never build this wall. Hey, how about shortening this wall to just 40 miles? Build it about 60 feet high and throw all the trash in and build it around the district of criminals.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one, Jerry.
And the other thing, too, is I want to just find out from you, how did you fare through the hurricane, because you weren't on last week?
You know, here in the area that I'm in, which is close to Winston-Salem, it was just a whole lot of rain and just some gusty wind. Everything around here was fine, very few power outages, but I appreciate you asking.
Okay, because I prayed for you, buddy. All right, you have a great day. Take your next caller.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're going to go to Joel in Indiana, and we've got Murray in Wisconsin. We're going to be able to skip this last break. So go ahead, Joel. Thanks for calling, and thanks for holding on.
Yes, good morning, Farron, and I have to compliment Michael out east. I mean, he's fantastic. He's always got great commentary. There's a book that I want to recommend, and this book is over 700 pages long. I originally bought it in the German, but it's in English, and it's very, very detailed. Pretty much every single aspect is covered. It's called 1939, The War That Had Many Fathers, The Long Run-Up to the Second World War. It's by Gerd Schulze, S-C-H-U-L-T-Z-E, Ronhoff, and is R-H-O-N-H-O-F. He's a former German soldier, and he was criticizing the Federal Republic's stance on claiming that soldiers were former criminals and that sort of thing. You know, he stopped all that nonsense. But it's an incredible read. It'll answer a lot of questions without getting into the aspect of dealing with with the Jewish problem, which there is an underlying current, and someday on another program there is a spiritual aspect to this whole thing, and about how World War. In fact, I was talking to my brother this morning about World War One, its origins and where it came from. None of these wars had to happen, but if you look at these origins, what I loved about this book is that it deals with World War One, the origins of World War One, even goes back to the Franco-Prussian War. There was a lot. None of these things had to happen. It's a great read. I don't want to keep your time because you've got other people on the line. But this book will answer a lot of questions, probably raise a lot of questions, but it'll help focus in on what was going on. You have to get into the mindset of the people at the time and the forces behind the scenes. You know, the more I keep reading, and I lived in Germany. There's enough viewers, listeners that know that I was an exchange student behind the wall. I lived in Eastern Europe for a while, and then I came to Western Europe, and I talked to a lot of people, and obviously my opinion is not scientific. I didn't do detail. I was only 19, 20 years old, so at the time, I was just curious and just listening a lot, but I talked to a lot of former military. I was really privileged to be in the places I was, and the Germans were they were obliterated as a race, and there's a reason for that, and because I think they have... They Absolutely. Are a magnificent people, and I'm not German. There is no German blood in me, but I'm just saying I was so impressed with what I saw, how these people were able, even in Eastern Germany, what they were able to do and how they were ripped off. One of my stories was we met with government officials, and I was curious because when I was there, why were the Germans still, why did they have steam locomotives and old trains from World War II? I kind of enjoyed it because I like the old German war movies, and I got to ride on those trains. But I said, don't you have, at the government meeting, I asked, why don't you have diesel locomotives, like electric locomotives like they do in the West? He goes, oh, yeah, we do. The complaint was for every 10 locomotives that they made, the Russians outright took 9 and only left them with 1, and they sold the 1 on the Western market so they could make enough Western dollars or Western money so they could buy things on the open market because people wouldn't accept their money. And so there was a – oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Let me do this, Joel. I've really got them stacked up now, and I'm going to try to give everybody about
I just wanted to give the name of the book. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I enjoyed 1939, War That Had Many Fathers. I made a note of it. I'll give it out a couple times. I am German. My family is German, and that's why I take World War II serious. It pisses me off to see what's happened to the German people and the fact that the rest of America and everybody else sits back and is totally oblivious to some of the historical facts that's taking place here. We'll ask everybody, keep it brief, about a minute and a half, 2 minutes. Murray in Wisconsin, Barbara in Missouri, James in Kansas, and a few more. We'll get as many as we can. Murray in Wisconsin, thanks for holding. What's on your mind?
Yeah, the most important thing about Germany was that Hitler made their own money based only on the people and their work. That is the main thing, just as they knocked off Lincoln and Kennedy. Okay. Yep. This is
no stock market. No stock market. No interest money. Go ahead.
Yes, and Nazi is a colloquial term from Austria, Bavaria, that a Jewish man, Conrad Haydn with a K, stole, like they steal technology, and weaponized it. Okay, we should stop using that. They are German people, and if you listen to Harold Wallace Rosenthal's interview with Walter White, both wars were to destroy Christian Germany, the people, because they are so productive, as this other gentleman said. Hitler'sPeacePlans.com, all one word, Hitler'sPeacePlans.com. That's Mark R. Elsa's compilation, and it's very good to see. Hitler didn't start the war. Of course, March 24, 1933, Judea declared war on Germany, and that's where it started. But yet, even so, Hitler didn't take them out of power. You know, it was the Weimar Republic debauchery. He didn't take them out of power till September. So 6 months later, you know, and he didn't do it begrudgingly or anything else. He just took them out of power, and that's what needs to be done worldwide. You know, we have the IMF Bank. It's not the Federal Reserve. We have to think internationally just as they do, and look what they're doing internationally. Okay? We really need to care for each other. Quit using that word that says not see. Don't you get it? We see now. We need to stop using that, just like we don't use that N-word for black people.
Hey, thank you so much, Murray. And I've got that newspaper. It's March 24th, 1933, where International Jewry declares war against Germany. I've actually got that, an actual, it's not a copy, an actual newspaper. Sometime I may break that out and read from it. Thank you so much. I'm going to move on. Barbara from Missouri, then James in Kansas. Hold it to about 2 minutes. I'll get everybody on. Go ahead, Barbara.
Hi. I love the Germans, and I'm Polish, where all of those camps were, the concentration camps, but I know all Jews come from my Poland, 92%, from the year 1025 to 1945. ABC News TV interviewed me, and I said the reason why you hate President Trump is because he's white, and I should have added because he's German. Missouri State University had 4 days of seminars and movies, and I got to speak freely against the Jews. I said they kept my people in constant alcoholism, constant war for 1,000 years, not a day. World War II was not just a National Socialist. They got the Germans got those Jews off our back that we couldn't do for 1,000 years. Anyways, I made two tributes to German Donald Trump, and it was at the Missouri State University, Springfield, Missouri. We celebrated, like 12,000 people were there to see Donald Trump. I was one of them. 20,000 were turned away. explosive. He screams on the microphone. He whispers. He is so dynamic. And this is, they not only hate him, but hate and fear are the same. We must heal that with love for him. I made two karaoke videos on YouTube. It took me 15 hours. I had to learn how to video edit. If you go on YouTube, one is called, it's Barbara Ann Nowak, karaoke tribute to Donald Trump, Barbara Ann. The second one is me singing with a fellow while we were waiting for 5 hours. My original karaoke tribute. It has a video. So please watch it. Please try to give it thumbs up. And just to let you know that when the Jews used illegal immigration called the Holocaust, 6 million were sent to Palestine, but 6 million came to the USA. Poland was the Zionist state.
All right, let me move on. Hey, thank you so much, Barbara. I wish we had more time. Our phone calls, and we're running out of time. James in Kansas, we've got about 3 minutes. They're yours. Go ahead, sir. And thank you,
yes,
Barbara.
Spingola wrote a book called The Ruling Elite, Death, Destruction, and Domination. It's available to Amazon. It's copyrighted in 2014. Turn to page 61 and read about 4 pages, and you'll know how the bankers were mad at Hitler because they had a banking system that was putting people back to work without inflation. And that made the bankers angry, so I'll hang up and let somebody else talk.
Hey, Indiana, James,
has a show on RBN.
James, if there's anything that you are the last caller, I think the rest dropped off, so we've got a couple minutes. If there's anything else you'd like to add, feel free.
Well, the bankers were upset with the banking system they had that basically kind of corresponded with the Hitler's rise to power, and it was really working great as far as like curing all the problems they had after being destroyed in World War One. And those bankers just couldn't stand it, just like with all these other wars they have, because they try and get out of the U.S. dollar or some kind of a scam that they call the backed by the U.S. dollar, and they have forcing laws. You know, if you don't deal with our money, we'll bomb you. We will kill you. And that
exactly
gets them to come around. Okay.
Yep, just like Gaddafi with the dinar. We got 60 seconds. We got one more caller. Frank, go ahead. You've got 1 minute.
Hey, Farron, I appreciate it, man. I asked the call screener if I could make one last point since that last caller was short. I just want to say something that nobody ever points out. I believe, and I think it's common sense, when you're a minority in a country or when you walk into an all-black bar in a KKK outfit or something like that at last call, you're not going to go in there. I mean, you're not going to tell the truth when you're a minority. When you go up and ask your typical Jewish friend, coworker, neighbor, whatever, what do you really think of America? What do you think of white people? What do you think of Jewish power and the rightful power that's held by Jews to control America, to control a country, to control almost the entire media of a country? What makes people think that the Jew that you're talking to, your friend or whatever, is going to tell you the truth? The Jew is not going to tell you the truth. Your Jewish friend is not telling you what they really think.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're out of time. We're playing a little Moccasin Creek. Old America.
I want my old America back. I miss the days of the pledge in school, a guide on a dollar bill. Keep the screen door wide open all night long, not worried about getting killed. And 28 bucks could buy me a tank of gas. I want my old America back. Pledge in school, they took God out too. Man, that ain't cool. United we stood, divided we fell. We don't bring it back now, then we're headed for hell. See, gas is too high, can't find no job. And the government crooks, they're stealing rock. Try and take my guns, good luck with that. We're mounted up, baby, about to bring old America back.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life. with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.